It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Tuesday to you. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you've had a wonderful day. And if not, I will try my best to make things better. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started. Every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, is in New York City. And wherever you might be, I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. The highways, the byways, the back rooms, the in and outs, wherever the hell you at. Thank you for being here. Yeah. Still waiting on the Super Bowl. It's going to be a little less than 2 weeks. We do have some news on the games that just took place on Sunday. Kansas City Chiefs are, people may hate their guts, but they sure as hell are tuning in. We got owners saying that they might turn a new leaf. We have another NBA player who might be moving, not named Jimmy Butler. De'Aaron Fox might be moving around. How about this? We got a guest who's going to join us next hour. Ross Tucker covers all things NFL. Used to play. You can listen to him on CBS and hear Westwood. He's all over the place. We're going to have a chat with him about the NFL. There's so much to get into. Thank you to everybody tuned in on the free Odyssey app, their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 375. You got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And then shout outs to everybody watching on YouTube. Yeah, you can now watch this show streaming live on YouTube. All you have to do is go to YouTube and type in the Infinity Sports Network and boom, the JR Sport Brief Show. It will pop right on up. You want to be a part of the show? You can do that, too. We got a phone number. It works. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I'm on the internet. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Hickey, how the hell you feeling? You feeling good?
I am feeling good. Yeah, it's been a good Tuesday so far.
Good. What would make it a bad Tuesday? I mean, what's the problem?
Ooh, what would make it a bad Tuesday? If I woke up tired, if it was cold.
It's not cold in New York?
Relative. You know, like 30s now feel like it's like 60. So
Right.
So that's nice, not, you know, waking up and going out the door and getting hit in the face by just a wall of cold air.
I understand.
The subway didn't break down today. No one really gave me a problem on public transportation. No deranged homeless man. No crazy wackadoo New York City person.
Is that a normal occasion? People give you a rough time on the subway?
Not me, per se, because I just try to keep a low profile and ignore as much as I can. But, you know, sometimes it's unavoidable.
You wear a ball cap on a train?
No.
Oh, I didn't know you wear a ball cap, put your head down low, and hope nobody bothers you. I don't know.
I do put the head down low, look at my phone, AirPods, and sometimes I won't be playing anything. But I try to look like I'm busy, and I can't be bothered. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
This is what prevents you from being pushed onto the platform.
That or what's happening a lot recently, which drives me crazy, are people like that, you know, set up these little stands that like try to talk to you, you know, like stands. Feed the children. Can I get 2 seconds here for you? No.
Oh,
please.
Well, Hickey, did I tell you one day I was in the park and one of these people said, oh, it's a super dad over here. And I had my kid in a stroller and they said something about it's being a super dad. And they said, do you have a minute to help the children? And I said, I hate kids. And they looked at me like, this is a sick individual right here.
That's the response you need to say. That drives them away.
Yeah. They looked at me like, do we need to call Child Protective Services on this guy right now? Like, this guy's pushing a kid and he says he hates children. Yeah. They left me alone, Hickey. They left me alone.
Those folks are very persistent. So that might be the line. Yeah, you may get the cops called on you, but they'll leave you alone. That's for sure. And they won't come back hawking at you.
Do you have 5 minutes to help us save the animals? No, I'm a carnivore. Is that the type of response? I don't know.
I always want to say sorry. I don't speak English. No, it'd be ironic.
No hablo inglés. Yeah,
but I don't think I'd have. I can't like have the poker face to pull it off. I'd be laughing.
Try. At least they would laugh too, wouldn't they? Right.
I'd be afraid then they keep on coming after you. Like that. Like they just keep on hounding you.
Oh, they'd speak Spanish. They would speak whatever language they thought you would speak then after that.
And then I'd be screwed.
That may not work. Well, I'm glad you made it to work without being accosted. That guy is no longer sleeping in the bank downstairs.
I don't walk that way. So he could be, but I avoid that. I go the other corner, partly because of that, you know?
Okay. Yeah, well, on the other corner was the guy who slept outside in his car with
the
signs.
He changed blocks. So, yes, thankfully, I do, if I have to, like, take a long walk to the train, I do walk by until I saw he's in a new spot. But, yeah, for those that don't know, we had a man, not a homeless man, just like a literal normal human being, campaigning, protesting?
I don't know what that guy. He's like a sign guy at a game, except for his van is covered in signs, and he's just outside all day long.
And all night. He doesn't go home.
Where does he shower at?
He's got the car, so I don't know if he drives home during some breaks, like, you know, like a 2 o'clock lull, maybe, if he thinks people come back from lunch. Okay, this is where some foot traffic dies down. Let me go home really fast and come back for the evening rush. I don't know.
I need a life where I can pay my bills and all I have to do is stand outside with a sign. Well, there is that guy in Soho. You know what I'm talking about, right? That cool guy?
With the cardboard?
Yeah. The tall, thin white guy with the glasses and the hair?
Yes. And that always has, like, some small question.
Yeah, a statement, yeah.
That's true. More statement.
He's making money. I need to be like him. But they already got a black woman version that they is like an offshoot.
Really?
Yeah. She's like an offshoot. I don't want to call her off-brand because then that'd be disrespectful. Whoever put him outside, they say, you know what? We need a second version. Let's put a black lady outside. So they put her outside. And so I don't know if there's a market for me to stand outside with a cardboard. If I stood outside here on Peachtree Street, and I had cardboard. Well, I don't even know what I'd say. Hawks suck. You know, I don't even know. The 28-3, I put a sign that says 28-3. Oof. Yeah.
You're asking for trouble there.
Yeah.
You'll get attention.
It'll get attention. I'm trying to figure out what else I could put on the sign. What can I say about the Braves? Well, they moved to the Burbs, so I don't know. We got another team here. That's it, right? Yeah, those are Atlanta United. I don't know what the hell to say about them.
Bring hockey back?
Oh, no.
No.
Okay. Somebody thinks about that. Well, what do you need hockey in Atlanta for? The same reason. Why do you need hockey down in Florida? For what? Hickey, if you can't play the sport outside and wherever the hell you are, you don't need it there. Okay.
So LA is out. Florida is out.
Yeah, don't need no hockey.
Carolinas?
Yeah, it gets cold.
Oh, okay. All right.
It gets cold, yeah.
Okay.
Nobody cares here. No
Dallas,
hockey.
Maybe.
Hickey, they tried hockey here. You want to know where hockey is?
Canada.
Yep, there you go. It is. It is not here. You got to actually have things that people care about. Like, let's be real. Do you think Montreal, shout outs to all of our wonderful listeners in Montreal and Canada, do you think we could just dump another Major League Baseball team back up in Canada?
No, but... Why then do the Marlins and the Rays always suck? And no one goes to the games.
What? The market? I don't know. It's close. It's close to South America. I don't know.
You would think like those would be two of the best teams with the most rabid fan bases, yeah, since a lot of people in Florida play baseball.
People want to be outside, man. They don't want to sit down and watch two. You know, I can't even say that. Outside of the location, it's not the location. It's management.
True.
It's management sucks. Don't you think, like, if the Marlins were actually good, and the Miami Heat, okay, they can attract people to show up when they're good, but even then they're showing up late. And so unless they're competing for a championship, like, who cares? I'd rather be on the beach. And then you got the Marlins. They're playing in a bigger stadium. Like, why do I want to bother unless they're winning? And they've never consistently won. They pop up and win every bunch of years. They win a World Series, and then they go back to being bums because they don't want to invest in the team full time. So what can I say? There we have. You got to have interest in things. You got to have a product good enough that people want to invest their time into. And which leads me to invest in time. The ratings for the AFC Championship game are in. We know the Chiefs beat the Bills 32-29. We talked about it yesterday. We got plenty of time to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs as they get ready to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. But listen to these numbers. 58 million people watch the game. An average of 58 million people in the United States of America sat down and watched the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills. This is the most watched AFC championship game in about 40 years, almost 40 years. And I'm saying to myself, people hate the Chiefs. People can't stand the Kansas City Chiefs. Is this where we're at? The Kansas City Chiefs are so good that people are waiting to see whether or not they win, whether or not they lose. I mean, we could think about some of the other most successful teams in the last, I don't know, a quarter century, give or take. New York Yankees. People were tuning in to see who the hell were going to beat the Yankees. The Marlins did it, right? Then you got teams, the Braves didn't do it. San Diego didn't do it. The Diamondbacks did it. People tuned in to see the Yankees lose. You think about another successful team, the New England Patriots. People all across America didn't tune in to see the beloved Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. We discussed this yesterday. How anybody could compare the Chiefs to the Patriots, I have no idea. From the cheating scandals to the personalities of Belichick and Brady, it just there's nothing relatable about them where you go, yeah, I'm rooting for those guys. Nothing. Not one redeemable or relatable quality. Unless you're a grump and you can appreciate Belichick, why anybody would root for Brady outside of his family, I have no idea. I don't know, maybe they're a super vegan, whatever that is. People tuned in to the Patriots to watch them lose. One of my favorite sports memories in life that did not involve me doing anything but just watching a game. I watched that Super Bowl with Nick Foles and Brady. I watched that at a bar, an Irish bar, with my cousin and his friend. Hickey, I don't know how the hell a bar made money on this day. I don't know what the hell they were doing. I must have a photo of this somewhere. They were selling like 50-cent beers and 15-cent wings, Hickey.
Wow.
And then they had shots on discount in the team colors.
Wow. That's, you know what? That's good business. That is very good business.
50-cent beer?
No Hickey, one was leaving that bar sober.
Hickey, the game was Sunday night. Do you want to know how I felt on Tuesday?
Oh, boy, I can imagine.
Forget Monday. I'm skipping over Monday. I'm going straight to Tuesday. How the hell are you selling 50 cent beer? And then the shots were like $2 shots, Hickey.
For 20 bucks, that's a night right there.
This is the three of us. And this was a great Super Bowl. And then the beautiful thing is, the icing on the cake, Tom Brady lost, Tiki. So that was a great night. That was a wonderful night. And I remember all of it. I do. It was amazing. I rooted for Tom Brady to lose. I rooted for him to lose, I don't know, after what? Yeah, I don't know. I like the Jets. So I always rooted for him to lose. People are rooting for the Chiefs, their downfall. Except for they're not as bad. This is miserable ass, easy to hate team that the Patriots were. And we heard this yesterday. Matter of fact, we heard it Sunday. Nate Burleson said it on CBS. He said, stop hating on the Kansas City Chiefs and just appreciate their greatness.
Say this to the fan bases out there. If you're not a Chiefs fan, that's okay. But resist the urge to fall for the narrative that we're tired of seeing them win, that we might be fatigued of watching KC go to the Super Bowl over and over again. You are witnessing greatness, and just be happy that you are alive to be there to see it.
Yeah, everything is a story. What's the difference with sports? Yeah, I'm not a movie guy. Hickey's not a movie guy. Surprisingly, movies that I've never seen, Hickey has seen, and movies that Hickey has seen, I've never seen. But the fact of the matter is everything is entertainment. Everything has a story. A sporting event in and of itself is a story. It has its ups, it has its downs, it has its moments of drama and intrigue. And It might be a beatdown. It might be a whooping. Everything is a story. The Kansas City Chiefs just happen to be a story right now. That people are just like, damn, how much longer can they do this? And as long as Patrick Mahomes is playing quarterback for the Chiefs, as long as Andy Reid is on the sidelines thinking about victories and cheeseburgers, the Kansas City Chiefs, they're going to be good. They're going to be good. They're going to be competing for titles. And so, no, even if they don't three-peat, we can't just toss them to the side. People are going to look at them and go, well, how are they going to bounce back? Or can they win four in a row? Or when? And somebody called last night, oh, is Patrick Mahomes, is he already going to be better than Brady if he picks up another ring in a week or so? Like, come on, these are all stories. As we know, people love a good rise and people love a good fall. People love rooting for failure. People love to see people at the top get knocked off of the perch. I don't know if that's human nature, but I don't know what this Super Bowl is going to look like. But with the combination of Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs, Kelce, Taylor Swift, Jalen Hurts, Hickey, what am I missing anything? Kendrick Lamar beating up on Drake again? Is there anything else that people are going to tune in for?
SZA will be with Kendrick Lamar. Oh,
SZA.
She's got some bangers.
Does she make? She makes those depressing songs, right?
I guess if you listen to the lyrics, I like it more listen for the beat, but if you listen to the lyrics, yeah, maybe not the most uplifting.
Doesn't she have a song where it's I Hate My Ex or something like that? I hate him?
I'm not familiar with that one.
Okay.
At least off the top of my head.
Wait. Yeah. No. She says, I could kill my ex. What a great idea.
Kill
Is that
Bill?
Her?
Yeah.
That's her?
That's her, yeah.
She's not going to do that at the Super Bowl, right?
Well, if Kendrick Lamar is doing one, not like us, I think SZA can do a Kill Bill.
The song is called I Hate You by SZA. Oh, my God. Oh, man. I can't even sing these. I can't even recite these lyrics.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, no.
That poor person at Fox who's going to have to be on the delay here is going to have a tough day.
Yeah, I hate you. Well, I mean, at least we know R&B is in a positive place. The song is called I Hate You. Well, they could play that when the Chiefs come out, and then America could sing along since so many people hate the Chiefs. I don't know. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you have an answer as to why people hate the Kansas City Chiefs, please give me a reason. And not that dumbass reason somebody called with yesterday. He said because of Andy Reid's son and his accident. That's why he doesn't root for the Chiefs. Let's find a football-related reason. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Next hour, we're going to have a chat with Ross Tucker. Covers all things NFL for CBS and Westwood One. And we're going to get into Jimmy Butler, his trade situation. Now we found out that De'Aaron Fox of the Sacramento Kings, he wants to be traded. We got a lot to get into. When we come back on the other side of the break, you know, the ratings for the NFL, they're up. Apparently, there is an NFL owner who realizes his approval ratings are down. And he says he's going to change. A billionaire changing. Imagine that. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills had the highest ratings of an AFC championship game since 1988. Damn. People love them Chiefs. Even if they love and hope for them to lose. Right? That's what people tune in for at this point. They can't win again. Are they going to lose? It's like David and Goliath. Well, eventually, he got to hit him between the eyes with that rock, right? Get that slingshot ready. Is he going to miss? Is he going to make it? Everybody wants to see the Goliath fall. I don't think the ratings are going to go down from the Super Bowl. Not at all. I think they'll go up. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I told you there is an NFL owner who realizes that his personal approval ratings, and forget how his personal approval ratings, his approval ratings, period, are in the toilet. He understands that he needs to fix it. It's an admission of needing to do better. How many billionaires have you ever heard say that they need to do better? I'll tell you who it is in a second. Let's get to the phones. 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. Mike is here from Virginia. You're on the JR Sport Brief show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, man, I was going to tell you why everyone hates Chiefs fans or the Chiefs in general.
No, wow, they're fans too, damn.
Well, just, I grew up in the same small town in Virginia.
Where?
There was people in school that loved the Cowboys. You had, yeah. I'm a Bears fan. I wore a Bears shirt. You may have seen at one point, like I played football, so you always talk football with the people that you played with. There was never a day back in 2002 when I was playing football that someone said, my Chiefs are getting ready to play your Bears. No. But now you walk down the street in my small town, going to the barbershop, going to the grocery store, there's Chiefs fans everywhere. And it's like, where is your true fanhood? Like, everyone has, like, all the young people. No. When you walk into anywhere, everyone says, I'm a Chiefs fan.
Okay.
No. You are grabbing onto this bandwagon, this thing that is happening in front of you.
And so you hate the young people, the young front runners. No, you hate them.
No, it ain't about the young people. There's older people. There's there's people coming out of the woodworks. Like the greatest story I've ever told was one time I was at the barbershop and this guy is wearing Saints gear, and this was back when they won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And I said, "Oh, you jumped on the bandwagon." He said, no. He pulled out a picture of him and his dad when he was 10 years old. This was a 60-year-old man that was at the Superdome, and he had to prove his fanhood.
No, well, damn.
But people are gonna, that's so cool.
People are going to have to start getting branded. But you know what, Mike? I don't think this is a new matter of the young people. I mean, if we go back 20-plus years, and I still think this kind of runs through people's veins in a lot of categories. It's a running joke where, okay, you're a Yankees fan? Well, then you're also a Yankees fan, a Cowboys fan, and a fan of the Los Angeles Lakers. I mean, there's a reason that if we go back to, you know, quote-unquote older fans, there's a reason why there's so many Celtic fans all over the United States of America that they can fill up a basketball arena anywhere. It's because the Celtics at one point were good. Still are now. There's a reason why we have so many Steeler fans and Raider fans all across the United States of America. It's because these were legendary franchises who went on stretches where they had dynasties. And so I don't think it's anything different or new with the Kansas City Chiefs. They have only been killing it for the past 6 years, 7 years since Patrick Mahomes has been a starter. And to me, this all still feels very new. It feels like yesterday that I was still watching Alex Smith run around. So to me, that doesn't necessarily hold weight where everybody's a Chiefs fan. Why are there so many Laker fans all across America? I mean,
but what I'm getting at real quick is just that at the end of the day, you always knew the guy that was walking around with the Cowboys gear on, even though they were losing and not playing in the Super Bowl. And then even the Redskins fans, they were all around, but they were losing.
Yeah,
you never saw that Chiefs jersey in the grocery store. You saw a Redskins jersey. You saw a Cowboys jersey. You saw a random Colts.
Yeah.
I
don't think that's different. I mean, you can speak for wherever the hell you're from in Virginia. I don't know where you're from. Man, I travel all across the country. Obviously, I talk about sports for a living. I talk to you. I talk to businesses. I talk to brands. I talk to all types of people. And the only thing that I see that's different isn't so much that people are front running or they're not front running or the younger generation does this. I will say this, that I do find that you do have more sports fans who I feel are younger that gravitate more towards individual players versus representing teams.
Absolutely.
Now, that I will agree on, but yeah. I don't care what era or generation. Man, we got – look, it's been 30 years since the Dallas Cowboys won anything worth a damn. All right? If I'm a younger person, and I think CeeDee Lamb said this, he plays for the Cowboys. He's just like, I don't remember them ever winning anything. He wasn't alive. And so, like, the Cowboys, as far as I'm concerned, they're a bunch of losers. And they still pack out that place. 92,000-95,000 people a game. Now, don't look like a bunch of losers wearing stars to me. You know? So I think we gotta be careful. I mean, you may hate the front runners who like the Chiefs, but they're the latest team. If I hit the fast-forward button in another 10 or 15 years, and I don't know, maybe the Jacksonville Jaguars are the new dynasty, well, guess what we're going to have? A bunch of people running around being Jags fans. So just par for the course. And thank you so much, Mike, for calling from Virginia. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Chris is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Chris?
How's it going, J-Hawk? Ryan? Yeah. I'm just thinking the three reasons why the Chiefs I hate it. One, because NFL draft time, they always make that one appearance in the first round, pretty much shoving it in everybody's face that they wanted to get another ring. That's my own. I've done it like twice already.
Okay.
Two, with the Taylor Swift thing, because she's been shoved down my face every single game they play.
Okay.
And up to the point where I'm like, John Madden, no Family Guy. I don't care what she is. Seeing her constantly being shoved in my face by the NFL, she ruined a perfectly good game of football.
Oh, okay. You don't like Taylor Swift. Okay, what's the third reason? Go ahead.
No, I don't like Taylor Swift. I don't like the NFL shoving in my face. No.
Okay. Same thing. Go ahead.
Everybody says chief exhaustion. I mean, because we're gonna get tired of seeing the same thing over and over. And it's not to knock their greatness or whatnot. And I hope Nate Burleson is getting paid underneath the table for all that glaze he did there.
So if you are so exhausted from the Kansas City Chiefs, after approximately 9 Super Bowl appearances in 20 years and 6 championships won by the New England Patriots over the course of 20 years, what were you?
To them too. I don't see the difference here.
Oh no, I'm asking you. If you're exhausted after, I don't know, 5-6 years of the Kansas City Chiefs,
then that's
partially
the AFC.
Nah, Chris. Let's do some math here. Let's stop talking. Do some listening. Let's do some math here. If it's been 5 to 6 years of exhaustion with the Kansas City Chiefs, you can't tell me after 20 years you're in the same space of exhaustion as the Patriots. Or you might as well be dead at that point. No? Did you almost die?
I honestly can't say I'm okay. I already get to see me and put me under at this point.
Okay. All right.
I'm rooting for the media.
You're rooting for the media? Okay. All right. Good
media
for that.
Or Jalen Hurts, because I want to say he was going to be one of the greatest QBs in
now, wait,
the
wait, wait, wait. What is it? What does it mean to root for the media? What does that mean?
That is pretty much the media, in it all.
I don't get it. Hickey, do you get it?
Not at all. No.
Chris, we don't get why you're
reading.
You're waiting for the media. Hold on a second. Hold on 1 second. Carlos, do you understand what he's talking about? Any idea? None? Okay. Hey, Chris, we don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I'm just saying, I root for the media to hit us all at this point. Just
to hate
them.
You said hate? Oh, my God. H-A-T-E? Hate?
H-A-T-E. I said, I root for the media to hit. H-I-T-E. I thought H-I-T.
Okay.
To prevent them from even touching another Lombardi, because it's like, at some point, we're going to have to get somebody else.
Okay. I hope
a fan runs on the field, just stop interfering the play.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Thank you, Chris, for calling for Alabama. Hickey, now interpret. Go ahead.
I'll give credit to Carlos. He caught it first. He was saying he's not rooting for the media. He's rooting for a meteor to hit
not alone
the stadium. And both teams, we won't say die, but not win.
Oh, meteor.
It took a while to get there.
I kept saying media. Do I sound, when I say a meteor?
It does sound very close.
Media? I'm waiting for a media. I said us? Like, the media? What?
They're saying he's rooting for the media. Like, what does that even mean, rooting for the media?
It's like, what? Rooting for the media?
Yeah, he was just rooting for that giant space rock to come and just put us all about our misery.
Nah, I don't need that. I've seen enough. I haven't seen a lot of movies. I've seen all of those, okay? I don't need that. The media comes and it hits. Everybody's running for hills. They're snatching up babies, trying to run for higher ground. Isn't that why the dinosaurs are not here?
Some say.
Right? I don't know. Where did they go?
I don't want to be used for oil. That's for sure.
You don't want to be a fossil fuel for the next generation?
No.
The next generation?
Hell no.
Oh, my God. Hickey, you've seen those movies, right? Where the media comes? That is terrifying. Why would somebody make a movie like the destruction of Earth? That is some of the most traumatizing stuff I've ever seen in my life.
Obviously, he was joking, but doesn't it also underscore your whole point?
What?
And this guy's rooting for a meteor to hit both teams when it comes to the Chiefs' exhaustion already.
Oh, my God.
Sheesh.
What was that Bruce Willis movie? Carlos, what's that? Armageddon, right?
Yeah, Armageddon, Deep Impact was another one.
Oh, my God. Deep Impact is when the parents gave their daughter, they gave the daughter to the other daughter, and they sacrificed themselves. Do you remember that scene?
Yeah, it's like the woman went to go hug her dad, and a tidal wave came and get him.
And she gave her the baby and said, go take your sister, and ran away while the parents died. This is what this guy wants to happen. He would rather a meteor hit Earth than to sit down and watch the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl again. That guy in Alabama is depressing. Come on now. Save us all. You get hit by the meteor instead. I think we'd all die if he got hit by it. Anyway, no meteors at all. Now I'm sad. Those are some sad-ass movies. Every time a meteor hits, somebody had to sacrifice their life. I'm depressed. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We got to take a break. I'm going to drink some water and be less depressed. And when we come back, I'll get some more of your calls. Hopefully they're more cheery than that last one. And then I'll tell you about the miserable NFL owner who is actually admitting that he is, he sucks. Well, it's kind of what he said.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to get to the phone lines in a second. 855-212-4227. We told you the Kansas City Chiefs, the ratings are up. People love to hate them. I guess if it generates money, that's all that matters. So the NFL and the Chiefs and everybody else, right? Now, having said that, there's an NFL owner who realizes his approval ratings are down. His Q rating is down. His image is crap. It's the owner of the New York Jets, Woody Johnson. No, the Dallas Cowboys would never admit such a thing. Did you hear how delusional both Jerry and his son Steven were yesterday? Jerry Jones talking about we're hiring the head coach because of osmosis. His daddy was a coach. He's been around coaches, so I guess he's going to be a good coach, I guess. Steven Jones not understanding that 30 years of not winning a championship when you are the most valuable professional sports franchise on earth, that would quantify as being in a drought? Like father, like son, right? I guess. But the New York Jets have been a disaster. 14 years of not making the playoffs. The longest streak and stretch of any team in North American professional sports. 14 years. The kids growing up, poor kids, watching the New York Jets in their house, poor families that don't even know what the New York Jets in the playoffs look like. And this past season, the ultimate disaster. The owner fired the head coach. Then the owner fired the GM. And then it was widely known that the owner has been sick of his quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. And so now he hires a new head coach in Aaron Glenn. That's supposed to you know, win the press conference. He sounds good. We're the bleeping New York Jets. We don't back down. Man, the Jets have sucked. Doesn't matter what you said yesterday. Show me what's going to happen over the next couple of years. Do something. Win. We do not care. To borrow a phrase from Mike Tomlin, another coach that some people don't like. We do not care. I don't care what you say in a press conference. What you going to do to actually win some games? Press conference is nice. What happens between September and I don't know, I can't even say January. The New York Jets don't know what that is. That's what counts. And so Woody Johnson, weeks after he has had to tell the media, my teenage son is not running the organization. Days after he had to tell everybody, no, we are not using Madden video game ratings to evaluate professional talent. Woody Johnson, in speaking to the media yesterday, introducing his new head coach, Woody Johnson says that, you know what? I need to step back. I need to let my new management team, I need to let them run things. Listen to what Woody Johnson, listen to what he said. He was asked if he's going to take a laissez-faire approach.
You don't believe those reports, do you? It was a lot of exaggeration, hyperbole. You know, there really was. Yeah, yeah. And you really have to take all that stuff with a grain of salt. Because you don't know how much, nobody knows how involved it was. Yes, I want Aaron Glenn to coach the team. I want the general manager to manage the assets and the players, and I'll take the owner's position. You know, and that's what I'd like to do.
The owner's position. What does that mean? Typically, the owner, especially with the big decisions, he'll have final say. It'll be up to him to go, yeah, sure, do it. I believe in you guys. Or it'll be up to him to kind of interject what he did this season when he fired the coach and then he fired the GM. And then he, quote unquote, jokingly told them maybe you should bench Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, it doesn't sound like hands off to me. I don't know why the hell I feel any different. I mean, there's a billionaire. He's used to getting his way. Although I do believe he wanted to be Hickey, what is it? What's that stupid position called again? Ass kisser. What is it called?
Close. Ambassador.
Oh, he wanted to be ambassador to the United Kingdom again. And he didn't get the job. So I guess that's the only disappointment for a billionaire. Woody Johnson was also asked, man, do you look in the mirror? Do you evaluate what the hell you do? Listen to this.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to look in the mirror and right. And I have to be a better owner. And I'm trying to be better. And I do self-scout. And a lot of people scout for me, you know. Right?
On Twitter, yes.
How can you be a better owner, in your view?
I think I did it today by introducing you to the two leaders of this team. That's part of it. The second is just to have, I've got to have patience or whatever. I've got to let them evolve as in these positions, which I think they will. I think it'll be quick, but I think they'll evolve.
Okay, all right, evolve, whatever. A billionaire evolving. All right, just shut up and sit in the corner office. If we need something, we'll come see you. Silly billionaires. Band-aid magnate. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thomas is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Thomas?
Good evening, JR. How's it going?
I am amazing. What's up?
Excellent. I'm excellent. So one of your main headlines was which NFL coach is going to have the most success.
No, we're going to get to that later, Thomas. So you got limited time here. What's on your mind now?
Yes, what's on my mind now? Here's what I think. I think that the league that has the best regular season, this was mentioned on a different sports talk radio station, is the college basketball and college football leagues. You know why? They don't have any preseason. Preseason is a joke, man. I mean, besides the fact that you get to see some younger players who could become stars, so to speak, for a team. I don't really see any purpose for that.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Why? What the hell does preseason have to do with anything, Ryan? What am I missing?
This was a question that was posed, JR, on a sports talk radio show this afternoon here in Wisconsin.
What does that have to do with me? I've been sitting here for an hour now. What does that got to do with me?
Well, my question is your opinion. What league has the best regular season? I was just explaining mine. What do you think, JR?
Okay. Well, thank you, Thomas. I didn't understand the question. You could have just asked me the question. It's okay. You could ask the question without the preface.
My apologies. But we will. Yes, that's what I got for you.
Okay. We'll hit the don't go anywhere, Thomas, because now we got a break. And so when we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to answer your question, which could have been asked in 10 seconds. JR, what league do you think has the best regular season? That took me 10 seconds to say. I'm going to answer that on the other side, Thomas, okay?
Sounds good. Have a great evening. Love you.
You as well. Thank you so much. Hickey, remind me to answer this question, okay?
You got it, JR.
Well, thank you. I might forget. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to talk more football and basketball and another NBA player who wants a trade. And I'll answer this question. Don't worry about it.